Hello guys, welcome to the AHP's Bridging the Gap podcast. My name is David. I'm a third year physiotherapy student at the University of Brighton.
And my name's Izzy. I'm a third year physiotherapy student also at the University of Brighton.
My name's Han, also a final year physio student at the University of Brighton.
So we are currently on a leadership placement in collaboration with Canterbury Christ Church University. And this placement is about bridging the gap between BAME students and their practice educators. Some things we kind of want to take from this project is to run some focus groups, learn the experiences of BAME students, and ultimately creating a toolkit to guide practice educators and BAME students. And just so you can get understanding, I am from London. I am half Ghanaian and half English.
And my heritage, I have half Hispanic heritage and half British. And I think within this placement, I'm going to try and get an understanding of myself as a leader and hopefully try and create some really useful resources to help bridge any differences between BAME students and their counterparts on placement, and creating a toolkit to help educators understand how they can best support BAME students on placement.
For me, my parents are both from Sri Lanka. They came in the 90s. I grew up in Margate in Kent, and I spent the last 4 years living in Brighton as a student.
I think we all have very personal reasons for wanting to do this placement, which we can talk about and discuss. But I think there's also a lot of research out there, and the evidence base does show that projects like this are needed. For example, Naylor et al. Conducted a study in 2014 where they looked at 333 physiotherapy students between 2005 and 2009 in their last clinical placements. And the outcome measure that they used was the marks that these students were awarded during their final assessment. And what they found that there was a significant statistical difference between different ethnic groups. So they came to the conclusion that BAME students did receive lower grades on average on their practice placements than their counterparts. And I think this is a symptom of a much bigger problem. So the effect of this is that there is an attainment gap in degree classifications. There is research out there that says we need to reduce this gap and create resources through projects like the one we're doing.
So far within our project, it was created by Canterbury students. They kind of took the running of this placement, and it's now been handed over to us and two other MSc OT students from Brighton as well. So another article we looked at was Hammond in 2019. They explored BAME students' experiences during the physiotherapy training. They had 17 students from two universities from southeast of England who had completed both academic and clinical modules to be able to participate in the focus groups they had. The outcomes and the themes they found from this focus group was participants feeling like an outsider, feeling that they lacked any power or influence on these placements. From these results, I can personally relate to some of these feelings experienced on placement, and I think this kind of reinforces the need and what we're trying to do to create some change.
Yeah, to kind of add my own reasons kind of forward from what David was saying, educators have a really good opportunity to be a positive role model for their students and kind of help with these social learning opportunities. In the BAME community, I feel like there's a real depth of talent and resilience and untapped potential. So to overcome some of these barriers, learning about these experiences of students, creating these resources and closing that gap could potentially be a really beneficial thing in the interests of healthcare on the whole. So for my personal reasoning, I've always been quite involved and motivated about BAME issues. And over the last year, I've been taking a bit more of a conscious effort to kind of learn about what other members of the community also experience, ways that I can use the privileges that I perceive to try and see if I can uplift these voices and support these students going forward.
Yeah, so for me, I was fortunate enough to be a part of a focus group in the summer with other BAME students, so that get an understanding of our experiences on placement so far. And I found it was very insightful hearing my peers, some of the things they went through, and all of us sharing our stories where we could relate to each other. And it was quite an uplifting atmosphere. I was also fortunate to be a part of a BAME mentoring program, which our university has started with alumni. And I found that was also a helpful experience for me, which helped me find a voice to kind of uplift and challenge things I may see in practice. The past students that were doing it, I almost see them as role models, because they're someone to look up to. They've related, I can relate to them, and it kind of linked into that social learning theory of Bandura's with the imitation and the role modeling. Seeing someone that's been in your shoes in a high place or a place of leadership can just make the transition to wanting to achieve what they've achieved so much more relatable.
In terms of reaching out to us, all of our social media handles will be posted in the description for this. So you can reach out to us, maybe contribute how you feel about these issues, and maybe some of your experiences as well. We'd love to hear. And then in our next episode, we'll be reaching out to some professionals and gaining a little bit of insight into their experiences, what motivates them, and how they're trying to support BAME students. So as a recap, we're a group of students between the University of Brighton and Canterbury Christchurch Uni. Our aim is to create a multidisciplinary allied health professional project to undertake research through focus groups, to kind of get an understanding of the experiences of BAME students, and then create a toolkit to help educators support BAME students in the future. It's a really good opportunity for future generations of educators in the form of our current students to learn more about BAME issues.
Yeah, I think that was really well put, Han. I feel very similarly. Like, if you are helping other groups, other peers uplift themselves, everyone will do better. If everyone does well, if BAME groups do well, then everyone does better in general. So I had a quote the other day that was very nice, saying diversity is the core to innovation. So if you have a lot of people, you know, in BAME groups doing well and contributing their ideas, of course, this is how you're going to get on that path to innovating. So I think I have a lot of sympathy, you know, from what you were saying, David, through what was seen in those focus groups. People were saying that they have feelings of isolation or not fitting in. I think a lot of people from different backgrounds can identify with that. So it's trying to understand what people in different groups, what challenges they face that you don't face, and trying to help each other. This placement is a really great way, I think, to do that for BAME students. Adding on to what Han has said, we're going to be hopefully doing something that's called an empathy walk. So talking to some ex-students, or as Han said, professionals at the moment in the NHS, understanding their own personal experiences and getting a bit more of a human perspective on this, not just having a look at research. So that will be really interesting.
Yeah, and these are all things we want to cover in future episodes. We want to invite some guests in to kind of talk about experience they had or topics that we want to do, and kind of hand this over to future students that do this placement to help them out.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Until next week.